This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Big O Show.
We are ready to rock. Hope all of you all out there are doing all right and you're having some fun on a beautiful hump day. And, of course, a nice Wednesday. We are out here at Caneswear and we'll be out here till about 3 o'clock. So we'll have some fun. We got a lot of different things I'm going to bounce around and talk about. From sports, I got a bunch of music notes today. Man, we got a lot of music news today to talk about, so that's going to be a lot of fun. We're out here at Caneswear, where, of course, check this hat out, huh? Huh? Yeah, baby. Is this a slick hat or what? You want a heat hat in those, what's that called? Not Art Deco. They're called,
Miami Vice.
Yeah, Vice colors. Vice colors. There you go. Vice. You want to go Vice? Saw this hat there. So sweet at Caneswear, which is a beautiful thing. They've got it all here. Heat, Dolphins. How about this? Look at that license tag.
Michael Mann actually is loving this whole Miami Vice resurgence,
oh,
you know?
Sure, for sure. For sure. How about this one, dude? A little Inter. How sweet is this tag? Is that a sweet tag or what, huh? Want to add that one? My Camry doesn't have, the grill doesn't have one of these things. If not, I would put this one right on it, man. That thing is beautiful, man. So I got a bunch of things out here. We'll be out here at Caneswear, as always, like we do once a month, hanging out with Brett. They will get the Inter Miami jerseys, actually, late next week. They'll add those Inter Miami jerseys. So that thing's going to be awesome. Oh, I see that I didn't raise there we go. Put it this way. That way you could get the whole tag in there because you got the Caneswear sign in the bottom that Bill puts in to tell you where we're at 2511 South University Drive in Davie, which is a beautiful thing. Anyway, we're out here till 3 having some fun. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about here on the show. Let me take a little sip here. To start off the morning.
For toward the end of February, man, it feels like the start of summer, right?
Yes, yeah.
80 degrees.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good thing is we got our fans and everything. We're always prepared here. I brought yours.
What a nice gesture on your part,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Although I chose to leave the big one behind at home. I go, did I take the big one? I go, it's not that hot. I think one personal one for each of us is going to be fine. Although, I got to tell you, for some of our broadcasts coming up, I think I am going to get that AC for us for the tent. I am. Anybody out there good in that kind of construction stuff? What kind of AC can we get for a tent? Right? I need some help out there, some expertise on that. Got to figure that thing out. And I still want to see if I can team up with a company that has those vents, those air vents that they put in doors. That it just shoots air down and it kind of traps everything inside. That would be perfect for our tent on the broadcast when we're going, because we got a bunch of broadcasts that we're planning that we're going to be on the outside where people are going to be able to, you know, see us and all that kind of stuff, like what we did at FanFest with the Marlins. So we're going to be popping up in different festivals and places coming up in the next year. So all of that is in the works. There's so much work behind the scenes. It really is amazing, man. How doing all of this. Yesterday I'm answering some of my questions on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. And a gentleman asked me something that was kind of interesting, and I really kind of compared it to Roy Williams Did you see Roy Williams the other day when they lost and he was like, hey, you know, we're going to freaking compete and all that stuff, right?
Oh, he cussed. Yeah, oh.
Right, right. But no excuses, old school style, all that, right? And I got to tell you something. I kind of related a lot to Roy Williams in a way because that's what life is. And so yesterday I get a text from a listener. And he says, hey, been a fan for years. You seem to bounce back from a lot of adversity, hard issues, radio stations, etc. What keeps you motivated? I'm in the same boat, just without health issues, which I got to tell you, bless you, my brother or sister, whoever sent that in, because I don't know if it was a male or a female, that you get to do it without the health issues, which is great. But it's a lot what Roy Williams was talking about. You know, in life, you can't feel sorry for yourself. You know, we're all going to go through adversity. We're all going to suffer setbacks. None of us are perfect. Some things are completely out of our control. Okay? And like he just mentioned, you know, the radio business, there's a lot of things in the radio business that's completely out of our control. And there's a lot of us that we just lose our jobs, and it's not because we can't do the job. It's because there were so many other things going on, okay? And, you know, when I see that former company that I worked at and I see all the good people, you think Curtis Stevenson can't do his job? He's a damn good radio host, and he's not on the air. Josh Friedman can do it. I mean, Alex Donnell has been let go and brought back, and it's like, you know, they treat you like a yo-yo. You know, it's disgusting. Jade Alexander is a goddess at her job, and they fired her, which is ridiculous. But these are things that plenty of people just have no control over because the people above you make bad decisions, because Intercom goes and purchases a couple hundred stations, and then they realize they don't have the money to run all those stations. Think about that. I mean, the local company here, you know how stupid it is that you syndicate the same show locally? That's because you're too cheap to go out and actually buy talent. So you'd rather lose money by putting the same show on in the same market in two stations. What behooves you is to put a show that's completely opposite of that. Put a real sports show on opposite of Hawk and Crowder, who, you know, they do a little sports, but they really screw around more than anything else. And they do a great job at screwing off. That's their thing. It's awesome. But you got to put two women, put a hardcore sports show, put whatever opposite. So that way you get the people that maybe don't want to listen to that. They want to listen to something because there's always people that don't want to listen to you. Trust me. Okay. Plenty of people. All right. So it's not like you're going to capture the entire audience or anything like that. But that's how this business is. It's crazy. But the suggestion I have for that person, that person that sent in the text is, You can't give up ever in life. You got to move forward. You can't have excuses. You just can't do that kind of stuff. Look, there's going to be reasons why you suffer setbacks. Some of them are going to be in your control. Some of them are going to be out of your control. But what you can't do is feel sorry for yourself. What you can't do is sit there and say, oh, woe is me. You can't do that. You know, and that's my suggestion to that person is that whatever challenges face you, you got to take them head on, you know, and you can't allow people to dictate and determine who you are and who you're going to be. So the one company came in and monopolized the two radio stations. They destroyed one of them that only has one live show left in Joe. And so are we all supposed to give up? Are we all just supposed to crawl into our shells and go away? No, man. And I'm really, really fortunate that this is an option now. That in our on-demand world, this is where we're going. People are going to go to digital options because that's what it is now. They don't have to go on the antenna anymore. And that's why terrestrial radio is dying.
That's why satellite radio is growing, and that's why .coms are growing everywhere. That's why all these things, podcasting, all of this is exploding, because it's a much better avenue for the listener. You know, and that's one of those things that I'm blessed that I have that option, but I also could have just given up and gotten a regular job. You know, I easily could have done that. Okay, I had plenty of options, which again, very blessed for that, but I didn't want that. I want to do this. I like doing this. I enjoy doing sports talk and pop culture and music talk. I like exchanging and talking with people. You know what I mean? I like talking with the listeners, and I may not agree with you all the time. I may disagree with you. I may call you a blind ass fan because I think you're lost. But then again, I'm going to be lost and I'm going to be a blind ass fan too. That's the fun part about it. You know? And so I enjoy this. So I'm determined to do this. And I'm determined to not allow anybody to stop me from doing this.
You're not bad at it, by the way.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. But the one thing, you know, you've been with me as a friend for almost 40 years. Now you're working with me. You are now getting a feel of how I'm wired when I do this kind of stuff. That, you know, I'm intense about this. That I
a little psychotic. Yeah.
You
can
say right.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I am. And because I care about it.
The wife had even warned me about you,
yes,
by the way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you work with me, get ready to work. You know what I mean? We're going to work. I'm not going to be afraid of working, and I'm not going to be afraid of a challenge, and I'm not going to be afraid to build something, you know? And I'm not, and here's the, you know what's the best part about any of this for anybody in any walk of life? Do you know what the key to all of it in life is? Don't be afraid to fail. That's it. That's all. Because you can't think of failure. You have to go forward and try to succeed in everything you do. You will not. Okay? Tim Tebow is successful in a lot of things in life. Well, he didn't really get to do it too well in the professional level of football or baseball. But he's successful in every other way. And are you going to stop him? No. He's still playing minor league baseball. He's still determined to make his dream alive because he's not afraid to fail. It's a beautiful thing not being afraid to fail. I remember when I was getting married with my wife almost 26 years ago next month. And I remember a buddy of mine going, well, dude, what about if you have to get a divorce? And I looked at him and I said, brother, that's not even crossing my mind. That's why I'm marrying the damn woman. Because that's it. I'm going to marry her. I don't want to marry anybody else. I'm done. You know, and so far, so good. It'll be 26 years. We've been together 31. Going strong. Everything's fine. I don't plan on divorcing her. I think she doesn't plan on divorcing me. I'm not sure, but maybe not. But you know what I'm saying? Just...
You guys will be like my parents and still holding hands at 77 years old. Okay?
I hope so. I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. Definitely. You know, but you can't be afraid to fail in anything. That's to me the ultimate factor in everything. If you are going into a business venture thinking about failure, you got the wrong attitude. You're going into a marriage thinking about divorce, you're in the wrong marriage. You're thinking about a job and you think that job is not going to last, and forget about it. You're defeated already. And you can't allow, people will try to defeat you in life. They're going to try to bring you down. They're going to try to question you. They're going to try to tell you not to do this. They're going to try to tell you not to take chances because they're not willing to take chances. And when you're not willing to take chances, you're not willing to find out how far you can go. You know, so that would be my suggestion on that for that person on the accidentlawfirm.com text line that asked me that. To me, that's the key. That's what keeps me going. When I'm sitting there in my bed, you know, from that heart condition, I'm trying to get up and get out. I was at a function the day after I was released from the hospital for the radio station. I was at work a week later, which I shouldn't have been, by the way. I probably shouldn't have been.
I'm sure the wife was not happy with you that day.
No.
And the baby as well.
But the doctor was like, you got to get going. You got to get going. You got to get moving. You got to start doing your routine. And I wasn't probably strong enough to do radio when I got back. But it's all about determination, man. And it's all about the refusal to give up. And I think that would be my suggestion to that person is don't be afraid to fail, man. Don't be afraid to fail. And don't ever, ever give in to detractors. You know, that's the one thing. You're going to have plenty of those. Plenty of those in anything and everything you do. You go into business for yourself. You're going to open up a landscaping business. What about if this happens, that happens? Well, then, you know, I'll take on those challenges when it happens. I'm going to open up an insurance company. Well, what happens if this, that? No, man, I'm determined to do it. I know I can succeed if I work hard and all that. Everybody is going to shoot you down all the time. It's going to happen, man. And you just can't allow people. I've seen people in our business and you know, you lose the job and you got the old woe is me attitude, and that's not going to help you, man. That's not going to help you at all in life. You know, one of the things I'm really proud of with my kid is that every time she started something, we made sure she like finished it, you know? So that became habitual. And it doesn't matter whether you succeed or fail, but finish it. You know what I mean? And that way you have, when you finish it, you can't question what you did. Because you gave your all and then you let it happen. And if it turned out great, it turned out great. If it didn't, it's all right. I did my best. Move on to the next challenge. That's, to me, what it's all about. But anyway, so I thought that was kind of interesting, getting that question. I appreciate also the compliment in all of that. But actually, you can thank my dad more than anybody for that, because that's really my dad all the way right there. He was the guy that pushed through, and that's what I saw all the time. No matter what, and he had plenty of adversities. And, you know, that's kind of what it is, man. You can't give up. There's no giving up in life, ladies and gentlemen. You do, life is going to run your ass over. And I plan on doing the running over. That's what I do. Let's get a roll call going out here. We got George. Good morning. Mad Dog, what up? Josh, what's up, guys? Happy Wednesday, a hump day. Daniel Amador, good morning. Alex Rodriguez, morning. NFL DFS playback. Sup, everyone. Alex Rodriguez, for sure. Ian from Brooklyn, Big O in the house. Big Mike, good morning from New York City. Can Dolphin fans one day go without arguing? No, we can't. Big Mike, until they start winning. Peter says, what's up? Ty in the Bronx, also what's up? Josh says, I'm happy that you're doing this, and it shows in your face you're the best. Well, I appreciate that. It's very kind of you, my man. But, you know, I'm just a survivor, my man. That's all it is. I'm just a survivor, and I'm the guy that refuses to go away. Great rant on life, Big O. Bottom line, nothing's going to hit harder than life. Need to keep grinding. Amen to that, man. Amen to that. That's the only way. NorCal says, a little psychotic, LOL, poor Bill. There you go. NorCal's.
Thank you. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, NorCal has sympathy for you. Mike says, heavy chit. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I thought it was really nice, the text we got yesterday. Well, they're teaching our kids now that everyone's a winner and nobody fails. What a joke. You know what, Mad Dog, that's a great point. because I find that to be, I think failure is important. I have a saying throughout my life that success is fed off failure. I've always said that. That's one of my things. And I truly believe that's because when you fell off that bike, did you stay on the ground? Did you? No, you got back on the bike, right? And then you fell off again. And then you got back on the bike again. And then you stayed on the bike. Correct? But when you started driving a car, it's kind of confusing. But you figured it out. I mean, everything in life is kind of figuring it out. I know they stopped teaching our kids cursive, and now I think they're going to start doing it again or something like that. When you started trying to write cursive, it was pretty bad, right? But then you got the hang of it. I mean, everything in life is like that. It's almost like we, with our kids today, we want to shelter them from failure, right? It's weird. No. Get out there. Fail. And then you will succeed. Because to try to paint a picture that we're all going to succeed at everything we do and right from the get-go, brutal. So every time my kid started doing something, she sucked at it like the rest of us. And then I would tell her, practice. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. And she's had that attitude since from that day. Because that's what life is, man. This guy couldn't put together all this crap a year ago. Now he does it blindfold. I mean, but that's the way it is. You feel like a failure early on because like, wow, man, I'm not getting this. I'm screwing up. But then eventually you figure it out. You can't quit. You can't make excuses. You can't give up. Failure's good, man. It's good to go to the plate and strike out and then figure it out, and eventually you'll start hitting that baseball. Nothing wrong with that.
Adversity creates growth.
Yep, always. Always. So, yeah, I'm with you, Mad Dog. No doubt. Let's see. Mike says, went to FAU baseball last night. They're 4-0. They play the number one Canes on March 4th. It's going to be fun. I mean, the good thing is we usually have, like, FAU's pretty good in baseball. FIU, you know, UM. Usually we've had some pretty good baseball teams down here.
Oh, the whole state of Florida, man. Sometimes we get like 11 teams.
Stetson
in the 64.
Decent.
Yes, yes. Yeah. You know what? We played the Gators this weekend, Jeff was telling me, from here.
Oh, yeah, over the weekend. Yeah. We do. Yeah.
Friday, Saturday,
they're
Sunday.
They're like number two or three
or
something,
They are
right?
number two. There's so many different polls, but we're like anywhere from one to three, and I think Michigan's the other one that's involved. But, yeah, some of the polls have us 1-2, actually.
No doubt. The Raging Dolphin Maniac says, hey, Big O, thanks for the advice. Had a really bad couple days at work, and your advice really helped hit home with me. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's very nice of you. Jay says, what the mind can conceive and you truly believe, the mind can achieve. Napoleon Hill. Amen to that. I believe that. Sharif says, good day, Big O and panel. There we go. Mauricio Ortega. Starting the day with inspiration and motivational speaking like that. Well, I don't know if I'm Zig Ziglar or anything like that, but I appreciate it. Ty says, where's my wrench next to my name, brother? I would draft 12th overall pick from Oakland this year, Javon Kinlaw, DE, and Simmons, the linebacker, the 5th and our 18th pick, trade to Oakland for their 12th and 19th pick this year and next year's first overall. Sharif, that sounds like, you know, a great fantasy trade, but are you sure Oakland wants to do that? I love how we come up with these trades and, you know, they all sound great in the fantasy sense. I don't know if they want to make it. And, you know, you got to be sure that those players are going to be available and all that. We have no idea how the other GMs are thinking. Good morning, Big O and O. Fam, how we doing out there? He's asking. Let's see. What else do we have? A-Rod says, well said, Big O. Peter says, the comeback is stronger than the setback. Amen to that. John says, hey, Big O, when are we going to be able to call you? Well, it's going to take a little bit here. We're working on all those things behind the scenes, you know. I mean, listen, John, if you want to come up with several thousands of dollars to help out, to build a studio and buy the phones and all that, John, come on, let's go. And if you are a sponsor and want to join in and help us grow this so we can make it bigger and bigger and bigger, because we're going to do that. But, you know,
we eagerly await your arrival, man.
Yes.
Let us know when you're coming.
Yes, John, come on. We've been at this 6 months, bro, and we've done a lot in 6 months. So this is not an easy...
It's almost 6 months to the day, man.
Yeah.
From the very first, I think, what was it, August 21st?
Second. Yeah.
Our first show was obviously that Friday
right.
at Hialeah Park. But
right.
I mean, yeah, anniversary, man.
Yep. So that's it's almost, it's a short time and we've done a ton already as it is. But we want to do more now and we want to expand it. And we got a spot for studios now. We do have an office for studios now, but now is a matter of the construction of those studios, the investment into the equipment, and obviously the phone lines and all that other stuff, and we're going to need obviously sponsors and all that. So, you know, John, you know, it's if you can supply along with demand, come on, baby, let's go, bring it in. So there you go. And if you want to join us, come on, join us to help build this thing so we could do a lot more. I'd appreciate it immensely. I think the listeners would too. I think it's something that would grow. And remember, to help us grow, thumbs up every time you're watching, share the link on YouTube, pass it on to your friends on a text, Facebook, Twitter, I don't care what you do it in, man. Instagram post. I don't care where you go on social media, but that's the important thing. Okay? That's, you know, if you can't become a sponsor and can't help build us a studio, like John Ross, I think John's going to do that. I think he's going to come down within the next couple of hours and drop off a big fat check for us so we can build the studios. Okay?
John's going to do that.
Yeah, I think so, because he's demanding phones, right? So I think John's one of those big spenders. He's got that cash. So he can come and, you know, he can drop 50 on us, and it's like a joke to him.
He is definitely going to come by, I'm pretty sure.
You know, so John, well, that's what I'm saying.
He always does, man.
He's the big spender. He's going to bring us like the big cash. Bring the brownies. Forget the cash. Just bring us the brownies.
That sounds awesome. I'm all over that.
But no, if you want to join John and bring in some money, some checks, let's go, baby. Get it done. Let's go. We can speed up the process. I love it. But I am, John, I want to have phones more than you. Trust me on this. Okay. But I we can only do so much. You know what I mean? It kind of really takes a village to raise a child. Well, let's go and take a village to kind of really build this thing that I want to build, the vision that I have, that it's not just these 4 hours. There's going to be a lot more to it and more people involved in all of that too, okay? Because that's the other thing that I may have lost my job, you know, but we got it back and in spades. But I want to create something that employs a lot more people. And I want to be able to get some of the good people that got screwed and put together something that at least would make you guys proud. And since I'm a radio guy, I would like to also make sure that the radio people are empowered, that are with me and feel good about it. So, you know, it's a process, man. It's a process. So we really want to get there. It's going to take a little time, man. It just is, unfortunately. But so far, we've made incredible progress in such a short time. Oh, you are more like Kane from Kung Fu instead of Ziggler. That's what Dougie Fresh says. Oh, love it. All right, what else do we have here on the roll call? Now you guys are talking more. Peter says John is cheaper than Seinfeld. I don't know, man. John's a big timer. I think he's going to help us out here. Drew Bo goes, no call-ins. Love this format. I would like call-ins, personally. Okay? Not that I'm going to be taking calls all hours, every hour. You know what I'm saying? But it's something that we would like to add to the show because it's always good to have that connection with people. I think calls do add something to it. You don't want to be completely caller-driven. You want to obviously have a lot of talk because that's what people come to do, and they want to hear you, you know, break down different things.
That is not a problem for you, sir.
No.
Material is not ever a problem.
No. Peter says they can knock you down but never knock you out. Damn right, bro. And nobody is going to knock me out, you know? Merch is on the way, O said. You have to buy it. Yes, the merch is. I had a merch meeting last week. We're finalizing the shirts that we're going to make and we're going to have ready. And that's going to be a great way for you guys to support our show, too, is by purchasing those shirts. And that was cool with one of our listeners showing up to FanFest with one of the shirts. That was really, really cool. I really appreciate that. Jose O says, really miss you on the radio. Question is, what your assessment of Justin Herbert? Are the Dolphins just throwing smoke? The Dolphins have not thrown anything, sir. That's just a media member writing crap. Where did you hear the Dolphins say they like Herbert? Find that thing. Jose, the other thing you guys got to drop, don't miss me on radio anymore because I don't miss radio, okay? I want nothing to do with terrestrial radio locally here in South Florida, all right? I'm not working for any of these clowns ever again. I'd rather have a real job, okay? So trust me, I don't miss radio, and you guys don't have to miss me on radio anymore because you can catch me here every day for 4 hours. You can catch our podcast every day, so if you miss it, you can download it. I mean, Bill slices and dices it. I mean, better than OJ and Brentwood, okay? So, I mean, it's true. Doesn't OJ slice and dice in Brentwood? Wasn't he doing that kind of stuff?
Yes, he did.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
Better than a butcher.
All right, well, there you go. There you go. John goes, your cell phone will do. Oh, you want me to give you my cell phone? Josh says, things happen for a reason, Big O. Can't wait for the NFL regular season. I'm with you, man. And to me, while it's what's that song that says that you got to get through hell before you get to heaven? What song am I thinking of? You got to get through hell before you get to heaven. Well, that's kind of what I feel in the last, like, year and a half, like the last, like, 11 months that I was at QAM, and then the 6 months that I was at that freaking clown show, 1210, with the clownest of people there is in the world, and evil. I got to tell you, get through that hell, it helped to get to heaven. And that's where we're at now, where we get to do what we want. We do the show. We deliver the show every day to you guys. We try to bring you great guests every day, great talk every day. So, yeah, we got through hell before we get to heaven. Somebody help me out. What song is that? Damn it. Daniel Amador says, just don't hire clowns. Oh, trust me. No. I'm a radio guy, so I will know who to team up with. Let's see. John Santo says, hey, oh, will you have different colors on the shirts you sell? Yes, we will. We will have, they're not all going to be gray. We will have black ones. We will have red ones. black, red, gray, and white, I think, are going to be the options. I'm pretty sure of that.
This is ridiculous, okay?
What's that?
That would be Steve Miller, big old jet airliner.
There we go.
You got to go through hell before you get to heaven.
Yes. Big old jet airliner. Carry me to my home.
I know O's voice is okay, but it's not as good as Steve. No. I would throw it up.
No, YouTube will freak out. YouTube will freak out.
I have a conniption, and that'll be the end of the Big O radio show for today.
Yep. And Jay came in with jet airliner from Steve Miller. Nice job by you, Jay. You got it in at 11:36, so right when you were saying it. Oh, you could monetize your YouTube account now that you are over 1,000 subscribers. However, that means ads. Well, we could do our own too. You know what I mean? So, we're in the middle of all of that. Okay. All right. And if anybody out there wants to help us out in video editing, that would be nice. Reach out to us on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, 786-322-1105. I do need that skill. Big old pearly gates. What is that? What are you killing me or something, NorCal? What's the deal with pearly gates? What does that mean? What is pearly gates? Is that a song? Did you think that song, the line was from that song? I don't know the song pearly gates. Josh, who the F dislikes this video?
The pearly gates is where Pete hangs out and, like, assesses if you get to go or not.
Okay. All right. I know I'm not making it.
Yeah, you are, man.
You think? You think I'll make it?
Yeah. That's a given.
I don't know, man. We'll try. We'll still try our best. Did you catch Marcus Spears today? Because he was talking a little Dolphins. Do you have the Marcus Spears cut? He was on ESPN, and, you know, to talk a little football here and get into a little draft talk or a little free agent talk. And remember how we talked about yesterday how the Lions, how that stupid story came out last week that, oh, the Lions are going to trade Stafford and they're going to draft a quarterback and Dolphins should be worried, which is stupid because they're not trading Stafford. They can trade Stafford. The coaches will get fired right away. Common sense tells you that. Now, they could trade that pick.
I think that sounds like the more logical play, right?
That's what they should have written their articles. They should have written their articles that they could have, but they didn't think. They just went like tools and one repeated after the other and nobody thinks for themselves, right? It's like the whole Tua thing. I'm the only guy that's finally brought up that you can draft him if you want. But I do want to remind you that you're going to have him for 2 years before you find out anything, because he's not going to play barely at all in 2020, if at all. And if he plays in the end of December when he's finally 100% healthy and ready to take a hit, because he's not ready to take a hit at all, okay? That means you have to go through another offseason, another draft, and then you will find out about him in the 2021 season. And if he fails and breaks down then, you can't draft another quarterback till 2022. And you're stuck with the guy you drafted that is broken down. Nobody thinks about that. So they don't think about this. So Marcus Spears also just pulling crap out of his ass, right? Because that's what talking heads do. Let's just fill airtime and let's just throw all kinds of crap out on the wall. Go ahead.
Teddy's best fit to me is Miami. Think about this. First of all, this was a team that offered him when he was a free agent previously. Mm-hmm. They showed interest. Teddy decided to stay in New Orleans. I think Miami proved a lot this year with Fitzpatrick. They proved they wanted to win. I was one of the ones on the boat earlier this year talking about Miami is tanking. Mm-hmm. They trying to get Tua and do all of that. But you saw what this team was doing down the stretch, and they were winning some meaningful games and putting themselves in position not only to be talked about with the draft picks that they have, but also make a few moves and try to continue to get better. Obviously, Teddy is a Florida guy. There was a couple other teams I mentioned, though. I mentioned Tampa. Bruce Arians doesn't seem like he's sold on Jameis Winston being the guy going forward. Indy and possibly Tennessee. Teddy was a good. There was nothing prolific about his time starting when Drew Brees was out. But what he did was managed a really good football team and kept them in position to make a playoff run. So
what he did was also win.
Absolutely, absolutely. And now you think about free agent, how much will they pay him? It's been a lot of people have been talking about Teddy possibly being a hot guy on this market, upwards to $20 million per year to play quarterback for somebody.
All right, so a lot of things here that I got to talk about. And by the way, we've been talking for 42 straight minutes, which you'll never, ever get on terrestrial radio. Never. Okay, we continue to talk. Here's where all of this is just ridiculous. And I love Marcus Spears, by the way. He's actually one of my favorite guys on the radio. I mean, on ESPN. I think he does a really good job overall. But here's where you're kind of talking out of your ass. They already have a quarterback under contract in Fitzpatrick, who did a fantastic job. Again, let's take the Fitzpatrick test. Are we ready? Right? Because we got the Tannehill suckers.
When you came up with that idea, man, it's awesome.
I know. It is an awesome idea. Let's come up with the Fitzpatrick test again, okay? Because we have the Tannehill suckers out there, right? And for those of you that are fresh at tuning in and you're new to the show and maybe you haven't listened to the old podcast over the last couple weeks, months, whatever, I don't know, it was about a month ago, 2 months ago or something, I told you guys, take the Fitzpatrick test. Do you think Ryan Tannehill would have won 5 games with the current Miami Dolphins team? Any of you say yes, you're full of crap. You know there's no way. Let me follow it up. Do you think Teddy Bridgewater, who can barely move back there, Fitzpatrick at 407 years old is a better athlete than Teddy Bridgewater? You do know that, right? Do you think Teddy Bridgewater wins 5 games with this Dolphins team this past year? So, if you're the Dolphins, you already have your bridge quarterback. You don't need Teddy to be the bridge. You have Fitz. That's your bridge. And he's under contract, and it's cheaper than what you're going to pay with Teddy. So what do? Do you cut Fitz to pay for more money for an injury-prone quarterback in Bridgewater? And then here's where I do like Mark Spears. And like he said, and he said it perfectly, nothing about Teddy is prolific. And it's something we have this good guy syndrome problem in sports. We've talked about this before, right? Tim Tebow, oh man, we're dying for him to succeed. We're all that because we love Tim Tebow because he's such a great human being. So it's hard to root against the guy. You can't hate Tim Tebow. I think it's against the law, I think, in America. I think Congress passed that law that's like it's really – I think it's illegal to hate Tim Tebow. So we all root for him because he's so lovable. The guy's building hospitals and, you know, circumcising kids in the Philippines and he's a kid's – he's stopping a seizure in the middle of a baseball game from some guy that's having a seizure. I mean, the guy is just – he's brought from above. We know it. We know Tim Tebow is some kind of an angel that's walking around us. But he still can't play football at the NFL level, my brother. Okay? And he can't play baseball at the major league level. And we can try all we want, but it ain't going to happen. And Ryan Tannehill is a fantastic young man. One of the best dudes you will meet. You want him to marry your daughter. You know you're not going to get the 2 a.m. call. Hey, coach, I got arrested. He's never going to be a franchise quarterback. And Teddy Bridgewater will never be a franchise quarterback. He's just a guy. And with that offense, in 5 weeks, that guy threw 9 touchdowns. You do the math. That's not even 2 touchdowns a week. He won because he's got a great coach. He called a great game for him. Got a defense and a running game that supported him, that they all elevated their game. but they didn't have a difference maker back there. Teddy's not a difference maker, never has been, never will be. Okay? Nice kid, phenomenal young man, a Jag at quarterback. Okay? Just like Ryan Tannehill, a Jag at quarterback. They're nice guys, but Jags. Teddy Bridgewater, 14, 2014 with Minnesota. 64.4 completion percentage, which is solid. 14 touchdowns, 12 interceptions in 12 games. That's barely a touchdown a game, over a touchdown a game. 16 games his second year in Minnesota. He threw for 14 touchdowns, the same he did in 12 with 9 interceptions. You get what I'm saying? And they have weapons. They have a line. They have running game. They have everything there in Minnesota. But he's not a difference maker. He's a game manager. It's what he is. Now, some of you out there, tienen la paja mental, you know, your mental masturbation because he's a local kid, because you have this thing, because you like him, and because he's a Miami kid and all that. And Ryan Tannehill.
He beat up the Canes 2 times.
Ryan Tannehill, he's a nice guy and all that. And Josh Allen, he's a nice guy. Can't dance, but he's a nice guy. And Lamar Jackson, nice kid. They're all Jags. They're all Jags. And Lamar only has on those guys his athleticism with his legs. That's it. But none of those guys are franchise. And when you talk about Teddy, they already have a quarterback in Miami. So why would you sign Teddy Bridgewater? That's stupid. Take a cap hit for cutting Fitz to sign a more expensive quarterback to take up more cap space? I could tell Mark Spears is not a GM. See, again, it's so easy for people to just, hey, go ahead and draft Tua. Yeah, dude, you don't have to put up with the hip injury. I love all these people. Well, no, he checked out with the medicals. He's fine now. What does that mean, he's fine? When they repaired the first ankle, he was fine after that and injured the other ankle. And then he got injured after that. And he injured his knee. And then he injured his hip. What does that mean? Oh, but all these idiots that are like, no, draft Tua. Go ahead. No, trade up for Tua. That's the best one. No, trade up for 3 for Tua. And then when Tua busts his hip and he's lying on the floor and they got to carry his ass off the field, all those idiots that said, trade up and draft him, you know what they're going to say? All those Dolphins are morons. They took an injury-prone quarterback. You know why? Because they're not the ones taking the chance. Son, your ego's writing checks your body can't cash. That's what I hear from a bunch of talking heads. Nobody sits there in reality. Nobody talks that if you draft Tua, you got to sit on him for 2 years to find out. So you got to wait for 2 years to find out if you made a mistake. And Marcus Spears, no, sign Bridgewater. Well, dude, do you know they have a quarterback already? They take some kind of a cap hit if they cut him, small one, and then they got to pay more for the other. Do you know all of this? And I get it, Miami has cap space to spare. But why should you throw it away, too? I don't get it. Why am I going to throw it away? I'm going to pay $20 million to $30 million for Teddy Bridgewater? Oh, why? Because he's a beautiful young man? Because you want him to marry your daughter? Because he's a Miami kid? Because he went to, what was it? It was a Northwestern, right? Did he go to Northwestern? Is this what we're talking about? That's what this love affair is? Or do we do things because they're the right things to do and they're the responsible things to do? Like, don't sign Teddy Bridgewater because he's not an option. Oh, and by the way, he's not better than Fitzpatrick. I hate to tell you this, Marcus Spears, he's not better than Fitzpatrick. Those key runs that Fitz had all throughout the season, Teddy can't make one of them. and Teddy's little fragile ass goes out there in the open field, they'll break him in half. Come on, man. We got to stop, bro. We got to stop with this love affair. You guys, some of you, you got to separate the two things. Just because he's a great guy doesn't mean he's a great quarterback. Wow. Just saying.
Says Miami Northwestern, man. You were right on the money.
Okay, there we go. I don't know. I don't remember everything. My brain gets fried sometimes here, trying to remember everything at 53.
You know, he was highly recruited and all that. He was supposed to go to Miami. We know he went to Louisville.
Yeah, he's a great college quarterback.
I mean, college. I think that's what a lot of people are connecting. You know what I mean? And it's like, man, you're talking about NFL to high school to college. Come on.
My brother, I went through it with Ken Dorsey.
Oh, yeah.
You have no idea how Dolphins and Canes fans went after me that draft year. Because I told him Ken Dorsey can't play in the NFL. But no, he's such a great young man. He led us to the championship. He should have won a second one. He's phenomenal. He's super smart. Doesn't have an arm for the NFL. The hate I got, bro. Oh, you're a hater. Oh, you're just wrong. Oh, why you do this to Ken Dorsey? He's a Miami guy. Bro, it's not Miami. It's not that he's a nice kid.
That's being a homer.
I'm just being objective about it. Just take a step back and look at it. Please don't talk to me about Teddy Bridgewater and tell me that he's an answer to anything at the NFL level, because he's not. He never will be. I got this one idiot that sends me texts on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. He sends me texts when I was at 1210. He sends me texts for years at QAM. He's in love with Ryan Tannehill. And he sent me another one last night. Hey, you keep embarrassing yourself talking about Ryan, that he's just a guy or whatever. I'm like, dude, you're embarrassing yourself for believing he's a franchise guy. Because every time a franchise moment comes up, he fails. But go ahead and keep believing it. Why? Because Ryan Tannehill is such a nice guy. This nice guy syndrome, man, you guys got to drop it, bro. Some of you out there, you got to just lose it. And by the way, 99.99999999999% of all those Ken Dorsey guys or women never reach back to me to say, you know, dude, I ripped you. I called you an idiot. I called you a hater. But you were right. You know, none of them. I don't even know if I got one. I just say 999 because maybe one slipped through the cracks over the years that were like, whatever. But I got so much hate. Canes fans all over were like, oh, I can't believe you're going against a Cane.
You know, there's another one, Steve Walsh, the same idea.
My favorite UM quarterback.
Yes, number four, baby.
My favorite quarterback
lost
of
the game.
All time.
Never lost
the
game.
For the University of Miami is Steve Walsh, and I'm the first guy to tell you that. And he made it to the playoffs with an NFL team. He took the Bears to the playoffs.
Went 8-0 when he started.
Right. Okay? And he still didn't really have the arm for long term. It was just, you know, things go well for you one year, everything falls into place, Ryan Tannehill, and things go well for you. But it's not because you're this ultimate difference maker, because you're not. You got to have a certain skill set. And when I saw that with Marcus Spears today, I was like, come on, dude. Really? Really?
If you just factor in the ramifications of the salary cap, you don't do it. You already have fits. It obviously, he didn't factor nothing, and it's just like you said, let's just spew at the mouth.
Let me just pull it out of my ass and just throw it up there and whatever, and, you know, it is what it is. Remember to share the link on YouTube with your friends, texts, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of that. Let's see what we got here since we've been chatting. No Tanny or Teddy. They both suck. That's what Pete says. I'm not going to say they suck. I just say they're Jags. They're just another guy. That's what they are. Josh Allen doesn't suck. He's just another guy. That's all. Lamar, Lamar's special with his skill set running, but he's as a quarterback, he's a jag. I don't think he'll ever be a great quarterback. I don't think he'll ever be a great passer. Marcus must be snorting cocaine if he believes that Teddy Bridgewater is coming to Miami. No, I just think they're filling time because it's 24 hours.
Well, that get up in the morning show is, they're constantly irresponsible.
Yeah. Man,
constantly. You know something, sir? We're going to have to stop here because we got to get Ray on.
Ray. Oh,
Ray Fittipaldi.
Okay.
Fittipaldo, I'm sorry.
All right, that's right. We're gonna talk a little Steelers since we've got that controversy going on. Ray Fittipaldo covers them for The Athletic, so we'll have a little fun with Ray on the other side. Let me see. Pete says, bro, Tannehill takes chances. They drafted a wide receiver to play quarterback. Miami gambles big, and Tua's coming in. And when he does, he's playing week one this season. Mark my words. Pete, brother, put the weed down, okay? His hip will not be healthy enough to play in week one. Do you understand? It's not even a year removed from the surgery. Do you think they're going to throw a fragile player out there 8 months, 7 months removed from a surgery? No, dude.
Hips and shoulders, man. You got all these blood vessels and muscles and connections that got to get right.
No, man.
Shoulders and hips, man, it's a different animal.
Yes. No way, bro. Pete, brother, put it down, man. Put it down. They're not going to play Tua practically the whole year. If he plays, it's like in December. Okay? They'll let him get really healthy. He's not ready to take a hit. All right, let's talk about that Steelers controversy with Ray Fittipaldo from The Athletic next.
Plus tax, tech title. It includes $899 dealer fee on approved credit. Offers end 11-10-19.
Over 1,500 Toyotas are on the ground, and truckloads of new 2020 Toyotas just keep on coming. To eliminate all 2019 models, Toyota of Hollywood is holding the ultimate 2019 model year changeover event. Make us an offer, any offer, and you can buy a Toyota at up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used.
50% less.
Upfront 2019 RAV4, not 30,000, 19,775. Upfront 2019 Camry LE, not 26,000, 17,775. Upfront 2019 Corolla LE, not 22,000, 12,775. Pay up to 50% less at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer. Based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2014 to 2018 per SET on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
The world's biggest band is coming twice. Metallica. Headlining the Welcome to Rockville Music Festival. Two different nights, two different sets. The weekend of May 8th through the 10th. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for all information. Get your tickets on sale right now. The one, the only, Metallica. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com.